Hi everyone, this is Venus. I will be taking Tom's place today as he's traveling. I'm looking forward to connect with you today. So, a few things came up that I would like to talk about today. The power of perception is one of them, and the other one is finish what you started. And everything is connected, obviously, and those two are connected. It is very interesting how I observe in myself and in everyone around me, and even in a movie, if you wish, what kind of a huge impact those two topics, if that's how we decide to call them, have in our lives, in every single bit of it, in something that may be perceived by us as small or something that may be perceived as much bigger. It pretty much doesn't matter how we perceive it, because the bottom line is everything is energy that has a certain frequency of vibration, and no matter what you consciously do, the energy that we are and the energy that everything around us is basically attracting these kind of frequencies, and they keep attracting more of the same, you know, people, places, times, things, events, opportunities, situations, environments, animals that resonate with that. So it could be a very difficult struggle consciously to fight with something and to want to achieve a particular result if we are not resonating with the frequency of what we decided we want to achieve. So this is how this finish what you started comes here as one very important point, and applies actually, it is universal for everything. Let's look at a few examples here. So for instance, if we have started something and we consciously even forgotten that we worked on it and then we left it alone and didn't complete it, didn't finish it, what happens is the energy that this something, whatever it is, it doesn't matter if you perceive it as big or small, is actually still active because it's not closed up, it's not completed. And now what is actually happening is, even if we've consciously forgotten we haven't finished something, it is actually sucking energy from us. It's taking energy from us, and we are feeding it all the time. It's basically like an open door on us that, if we've forgotten about it, it may seem to be invisible for us, but actually it's still taking energy out of our energy. This prevents us from having momentum on completing other things that may actually seem to be completely unrelated to whatever this thing that we've forgotten it unfinished. And it creates chaotic energy, discordant energy patterns. So what if there's even more than one thing that we started and we never finished? We can say, well, I was a child when I did this, or something else. It doesn't really matter. The truth is, the time actually is simultaneous. So when we decide to measure it in a linear way, like yesterday, today, tomorrow, 24 hours a day, and all this, this is just one way to perceive it for our convenience. But the truth is that everything is simultaneous. So it doesn't even matter if we think, oh, this was a long time ago or not. It's kind of unfinished business. And also, it doesn't matter if it's something that we perceive as very small or something that we perceive as bigger. It is like a debt that we haven't paid off. And so this is another example that, for instance, if we have something unpaid and we've forgotten about it, and we're not contributing to completing it by paying it off, what actually happens is this creates a lot of drag in our life, because again, it's open energy that hasn't been completed, and it's basically hanging around waiting for completion. And it is important to remember again that energy doesn't appear, it cannot be created or destroyed. It only changes its frequency vibration. So basically transmutes, transforms from one form to another, depending on the frequency. And that's why it is very, very important to look in our lives, starting from wherever it is, from too much in the past or right now in the present, it doesn't really matter in what direction, but start completing all these things and closing them up that we have started and we haven't finished. And interestingly enough, even if one of those is completed, you will start feeling a lot of momentum towards completing all of them and organizing or ordering the energy that your life is. Things will start flowing more into the right direction, although consciously there will be no reason so much for it. And again, most of us, most of the time, rely only on the five senses of the physical body. But what actually is happening is we have higher senses that many cannot even, they don't even know what they are, let alone use them, that disclose, although they're not available to the physical body to perceive with them, they actually disclose much more information. And even if we're completely unaware of our higher senses, what happens is that when we close up the energy on something that should be closed because we're not doing anything on it, it just sits there open, dragging it up, this contributes to movement. And things that actually are perceivable for the five senses for us start to flow too, although we directly didn't do anything about them, and they may seem unrelated directly to whatever we completed. And I'll give an example. I had to renew my driver's license last week, and at least here, they want a lot of information, a lot of documents that one doesn't carry with them daily, including social security cards and all this that you're not even supposed to carry with you. That's what it says on the card. So obviously, I had to get my documents, and I felt a lot of resistance. I was like, just, you know, the thought you have to go through documents, figure out what's written, how many you have to carry, and all these things, it's just like so annoying. Well, it's annoying, but it had to be done. And here there's a mobile unit that visits only once a week. You have to go there and wait for numbers, so it's not like you can just pop up any day you want, unless you want to drive for, you know, I don't even know exactly how, but 100 miles or so, and still have to wait in the line and do all this. So in any way, I felt a lot of resistance to collecting all these documents and going there. And in all honesty, it took me longer to collect the documents than to go there. And yes, I waited for an hour and something and get my new license. But then I observed that with all the documents that that are important, there were all sorts of things that were important once upon a time, but they're not important anymore. And there were a lot of documents like that. So now, and they were sitting together. So is this, this may look like it's something completely inactive. It's just papers sitting in a pile somewhere. But the truth is that some of these documents are important. They're relevant for now, and others are not. So they were relevant once upon a time. They're not anymore, so they have to be removed, shredded, recycled, whatever is the way, and this to be completed. Just sitting there, although, you know, I'm not looking at this place where the documents are. I haven't forgotten where they are. It's not like I visit it or remember it every day. So it's completely consciously out of my mind. What happens is this is energy that's sitting there stagnating. So what happened is after I came back from the driver's license, I had this drive to go through all these documents and rearrange them and get rid of everything that's no longer valid. It is expired or it doesn't matter anymore. And it was very interesting to find out that probably, you know, like 80% of the documents had to go. They were not relevant anymore. So it was a pretty big pile of paper. And even more interesting was after that to observe how things that have nothing to do when you look at them logically and no connection to these documents start to get arranged in my life. And in all honesty, I consciously forgot about these documents. You know, they were relevant, so they were all together once upon a time, and it was years and years that they expired and they're not important anymore. So do you have driver's licenses that expired or any kind of credit cards that expired? And you may think, oh, this is very, you know, it's just nothing, really. If you look in your wallet, what is in your wallet? Is everything that's in your wallet currently active and usable? Are there things that are not? You know, some of us put receipts from when you buy something in the wallet. And, you know, it's a nice habit when you go home to take them out and put them for whatever they are, if we collect them, or whatever is the purpose that we took them, to put them where they belong. If not, to recycle them, or not to even get them with us in the first place. Whatever it is that we do, you know, for different purposes, we will do different things with them. But the question is not to keep them in a pile in the wallet, because sooner or later, we have to take them out, and actually the later it is, the bigger the pile will be, and the more energy will be stagnating there. So many people complain they don't have money. Well, their wallets are full of this kind of receipts that do nothing. So basically, it's like complaining I don't have something when the space for that something is even full with some irrelevant things, chaotic. So that's a chaotic energy. And even if you've forgotten about it, it still affects us. So it is very important to go start with the immediate environment. If you're sitting on a table in a room or you have a desk, look there. Is everything relevant? You know, there are many things that could have been relevant a month ago, but they now expired, so they don't do anything anymore. Or some events that you were invited to, but again, they already passed, so it's not relevant to keep them there. And all these reminders and everything connected to them, they just recycle it or whatever is appropriate, so it doesn't clutter the space. And even if it looks very neatly arranged, if in the arrangement there are things that are expired, old, not accurate anymore, or not relevant anymore, they are still stagnating the energy. It is amazing how they actually weigh us down and create a lot of etheric weight, which actually then contributes to physical weight. And then we go there fighting with how to lose pounds and do all sorts of things when we have invisibly weights hanging around and we've forgotten about it, cannot even connect the dots that they're affecting us, sitting there and causing a problem. So instead of, you know, dieting and exercising to complete exhaustion in the gym and all this and wondering why there's no result, and not only when not losing weight but even accumulating more and I'm tired and all this, well, let's look at this. Because again, this is universal law. It doesn't really matter if we understand it or not. It actually doesn't have any exceptions. To compare here, what I mean is, for instance, the laws that the man made, and they always have exceptions in one way or another. And the universal laws that they have no exceptions and they work all the time. And they concern every one of us, no matter if we're aware of them or not. So to give an example, a man-made law is to stop when there's a stop sign. So that's a good rule. I'm not questioning here if it's right or wrong, none of those, just giving an example how there's an exception. So if one takes the stop sign and puts them in front of the door in the yard and never stops there, what will happen? Well, nothing. It means there's an exception. However, if it's a universal law, you cannot just, oh, because nobody saw me, I didn't do this. You are the witness all the time, so you are seeing it, even if you are unconscious of it. And it counts, and then you create distorted energy patterns that have to be arranged. And again, we go back to the same thing. Distorted energy, or chaotic energy, or energy that is not in order, not arranged. And this is something that weighs us down. In different ways, we may perceive it differently. We may even not perceive it and wonder what's causing, you know, all these, like, things don't flow. And it's something like that. It could be many things. And the truth is that actually once we have some chaotic energies, even if they're neatly arranged, even if they're somewhere remotely present so we don't actually see them, we can't perceive them with the five senses, we've even forgotten about them, they are affecting us because they are connected to us. So it is very important to complete all this. Is it papers, documents, anything that was relevant once upon a time is not relevant anymore? Is it relationships? You know, many people are actually divorced on paper, but they are not divorced energetically. So they keep having these connections between their partners and spouses and whatever from before. And although they seem to be divorced from them and there's no give and take and so on and so forth, energetically this connections exist and they are even more powerful than if the relationship we know is still not completed, because that's exactly the thing of it, that we're not even perceiving it with the five senses, but it's having an effect on us. So it is very important to complete all this. That organizes the energy, streamlines it, and makes momentum of flowing and energizes us. And most people will be interested in how to get motivated. Well, that's one way actually to get motivated, is by removing the invisible blockages that are preventing you from being closer to who you are, to being more of who you really are. It's getting rid of this kind of stuff. So that's my invitation today. Just look, start with your immediate environment. And the truth is that we have a lot of stuff within us that are cluttered. And it's your choice where you want to start. You can do declutter simultaneously on the inside and outside of you. But start anywhere, because whatever it starts, it's going to start building momentum. And it's going to bring, with every move you make, more organized energy and less chaotic energy. And this will start to have a huge contribution in your life. So that's my invitation. Let's finish what we started in all areas and aspects of our lives. Something that seems to concern just us, also concern other people, relationships. It doesn't matter how simple it is. Like if you start vacuuming and lift it in one room and just vacuum part of the house and didn't finish, it doesn't really matter if you actually put the vacuum cleaner away but the house is not finished, you didn't finish vacuuming, or left it there on the floor, it's still unfinished in both cases. Just finish it and notice how things start to flow. Or are we leaving dishes in the sink after we eat? It's like they're not going to disappear by themselves. We still have to wash them, put them in the dishwasher, or whatever is way of completing that. And actually, with time, they probably get drier and to be more difficult to wash, to be taking more energy, and if they start to dry out, to wash. So there's no shortcut, there's no advantage. And yeah, I don't feel like doing this now. Well, again, this is going back to resistance. One very important thing to remember is that the more resistance we experience, the more actually is important what we are resisting to be complete in our life. Even if it feels like some mundane task, actually there's a lot of, if I call them invisible, they're basically unperceptible for the five senses, energy behind that's going to propel us to be more of who we are, and it's kind of hiding there invisibly behind the uncompleted things, even if it's something small like finishing the dishes or not piling up glasses or whatever it is, any place. Also look in your car. How does it look? What is it? Are there things that just stay there like props for no reason? Is everything usable? Is it arranged? Is it accessible? Is it organized in a way that you can use it? Or is it, yes, it's all there, it's all important, but it's put in a way that I cannot use it? Well, what's the point of it? Then it's still, there's chaos on it. And again, the power of perception is very important. We tend to classify, oh, this is important, the other one is very small. The question is that everything is energy, and energy has no interest. It's universal law. By universal law, energy has no interest, although it's very intelligent, to sit there qualifying something as big or something as small. We are the one that actually put blockages by making this kind of judgments. Oh, this is small, so it's easy. The other one is big, so it's difficult. And when we actually perceive it like that, then we make it like that, because they already created thought forms in regard to that, and we infuse them with our energy that made them powerful. So we're kind of like feeding a crocodile and wondering why it's biting our head off. Well, because you're giving it energy. So this is my invitation for myself including, and for everyone who would like to feel the positive movement in their life. Finish what you started. And it will be amazing to see how many things are actually not finished in all aspects and areas of life. Just go ahead and finish them. Even if it's not in one day, just starting to take steps, first of all deciding that you finish it, and starting immediately with even if one step towards it, it starts moving the energy and transmuting it to high frequency of vibration, which is what is actually pleasant, what achieves things, what we're all about, no matter if we're realizing it or not. So that's it. Instead of, you know, perceiving something as good, as bad, as black or white, as this or that, what if we just let it be and embrace it? If it's pain, instead of pushing it away and trying to escape from it, well, it is there for a reason, obviously. Obviously, that's the frequency that we have that attracts it. So instead of pushing it away, it's like a baby that cries and we, you know, put it in the closet and close the doors to make it so we don't hear it. What if we attend to it and give it a hug and embrace it and attend to it? I remember there was a movie once upon a time I watched. I don't remember what was the title of it or something. But it was very smart in this regard. It had exactly that happening throughout the whole movie. It was a guy in charge of a whole operation. There is a whole business. He was the boss. And all he wanted was to get out and go to some kind of a football game. He had the tickets. And so he, in order to go to the exit, he had to go through the whole hall where everybody who worked for him was. And on the way, everybody was telling him stuff that were important, they were incomplete, and he had to give them a green light in order for the people to complete it. So he had to participate. It was up to him there. It couldn't be done without him. And he was completely shutting them down, just going to the exit and like opening the exit and shutting the door behind him, thinking, oh, finally I'm out. And he had his whole mind still on the game ahead. The interesting thing is that although he shut the door behind himself, he found himself in the office space again. Then he was like, what is this? Like, I just went out. And he continued to do it over and over and over again. And the same result was happening. He basically, although he closed the door behind his back and was supposed to be on the outside and go to the game, he was again in the building, in the office. And so no matter how much he ignored everyone, he realized at some point that this is just a waste of time and energy, and consequently he's going to be late for the game, and he's going to even miss the game if he continues to do this. So it would be much more effective and efficient if he listens to the people on the way and does whatever has to be done, so that once he exits, he really is out and can go to the game. And so finally, after so many ways, so many times that he missed that, he attended to everybody, and not because he really wanted to, but because he saw there's no other way, he's like trapped in a cycle of the same thing until he attends to it. He basically couldn't procrastinate, put it down or anything like that anymore. And once he attended to everybody and exited through the door and closed it behind his back, he was on the street, he was out. So the same thing here. And this was actually very good visual as to what we do, although most of the time, as he wasn't aware of what was happening, you know, we were witnessing it from a distance, and the movie was very clear what he had to do from early on, and he kept doing the same, looping the same loop, and having the same undesirable for him result. You know, most of the time when we are actually in the thing, we don't take the time to observe the situation as observers, so we can see what it is, as we saw him on the movie. But we are so involved with it, so decided on whatever has to be, that we ignore everything else. Ignore that we are even in a loop, and similar things or the same thing happens over and over again. And just to give an example here, so for instance, if somebody was in a relationship with somebody else, and they got divorced or separated or whatever it is, and that's on paper, so they think it's concluded, but energetically they haven't finished it. What happens is they will either not attract another relationship, no matter how much conscious efforts and everything right they do, or if they attract, even if it's a different person, they will have the same loop of things happening. Basically, similar situations, similar loops will be happening, and this is again happening until it's resolved. And interestingly enough, we actually carry these kind of loops from other incarnations and lifetimes. And again, as I said, time is simultaneous, so basically it is happening all at the same time. And that's why it's important to get a ducks in a row, if that's how we choose to call it, and start cleaning up the mess, because our intention is very important. The moment we decide we want to do this, we are going to do it, and it will have a huge positive benefit for us, for our loved ones, and for the whole universe, because everything is connected, everything is one, and everything has a ripple effect. What we do here has a ripple effect on the other side of the planet, even if we are not consciously aware of it. And what every one of us does matters. It's very important, and it's a critical moment right now when there's so many discordant energies that it's been time for a long time to start organizing and ordering them. And again, this starts with every one of us. We cannot take responsibility for what somebody else is doing, but we can start with our own example, with our, be our own model. And by doing that, we will create morphogenetic fields that will have impacts globally. And this is my message to you. Let all of us finish what we started and use the power of our perception and all the necessary points of view to get it done. Thank you for listening. I would like to finish with this inspiration at the end. Divine Consciousness, Father, Mother, Life, you are our lives, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us with imperfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As I speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. So this is here. When I say visible form, that's what you perceive, the five senses of the physical body. But the universal loving intelligence is all this intelligent energy, the source energy, that exists It has always existed, it will always exist, and it's not perceivable necessarily with the five senses. So this is where we want to organize things. So once we organize them there, we see everything that we perceive with the physical body's five senses is actually a mirror image of what's going on behind the scenes that is not perceivable for the five senses of the physical body. And as every mirror, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't like what you see, you don't start doing things to the mirror like painting different colors or things like that, but you have to change yourself. Then the image of you in the mirror will change. As we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. So this here is infinite power. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. It is done.